It's Halloween and Halloween time, and this is exciting because Wildclaw Theater Company is in studio. We've been talking about this the whole show, about you have your options when it comes to Halloween. You've got your haunted houses. You've got your pumpkin patches if you want. You've got thrillers and movies galore that are now being offered up, everything from the G and the PG to the PG-13 to the rated R. Everything is there for you, but why not the theater? Why not the stage? And that's where Wildclaw comes in. Josh Zagorin is here to talk about his new show, Hell Followed With Her, which is on stage at the Wildclaw Theater. Which theater is it at?
We're at the Den Theater.
Oh, so I love that place.
It's gorgeous, and it's redone 100 times over. So they have, what, 4 new spaces now? So there's
amazing.
At least 200
bringing
spaces.
Bringing great theater to Wicker Park.
Yeah,
the Den Theater on Milwaukee Avenue. Sophia Rosato is the lead in to Hell Followed With Her, and Joshua Gorin, the director. Great to see you guys. Thanks for coming in.
How we doing?
Yeah.
All right, so let's get right to this. I mean, am I saying it? I think when you think of Halloween entertainment, you're always thinking about movies, TV, maybe a haunted house interactive, but theater rarely comes to mind.
See, it's been interesting working on this one, and I've only been with the company for a few years. The whole concept of like taking the haunt community and like where you go to, like, you know, 13th Floor or Midnight Massacre or any of those places is a piece of theater. It's interactive theater. I mean, you've got Sleep No More out in New York, which is kind of taking it to the next level where it's got more of a theater bent instead of a haunt bent. But even the haunts have a story, right? Except you, the audience, are walking through the story.
The haunts. I love how pretentious,
community,
pretentious
so
you are, the haunt community.
It's not
right, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
Justin, that's what they prefer to be called. I like to use their preferred words. We are haunters. We go to you're going to love this. So every year there's an expo in St. Louis called Transworld, and it's a haunted house expo. And it's for people in the industry, and we get in because we're in the industry, which I forgot. I'd be like, oh, yeah, no, we're in this. We can do this. And that's where you get the big multi-million dollar animatronic stuff that you see at, like, Six Flags or Disney World. That's their show. That's their showcase showroom kind of deal.
Right, right.
So it's like 20, 30 aisles of just makeup and animatronics and, like, weird skeletons popping out of graves. They have a place called the Dark Zone where it's a blacked out area where it's just everything that's show ready. And so you just, like, press buttons and stuff will scream at you and stuff like that. And you'll see all these, like, programmers with, like, their little clipboards just sitting there just like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, I see that. That's a lunger. Oh, okay, so was that a floor activated? That's a floor pad. Oh, that's very nice, very new. And I'm just like, cool, you guys, you see that? That's
for crazy. You, I mean, you don't necessarily need that stuff for
what you guys don't do.
But the idea, we've talked before about Wildclaw and just about what you're doing, but it really is, when you say horror theater,
right.
I don't want to give the impression that it's, you know, you guys have partitions on in the theater, and you walk in, you get spooked every time you turn the corner. It's a stage play.
It's a stage play. I think what we do is take that world and that experience for you, and then we put it into the space. But we're still going to give you your I hate the word standard, but it's your standard theatrical experience. You're sitting down, we're presenting a play for you,
right?
But we at Wildclaw like to do what I like to call the nightmare box, where we take the stuff we learn from the haunt community and put it into the space. So sounds, lights, set, the whole room itself is part of the experience. And we're not like, you know, we're not going to do like, we're not going to zets you in the chair or something like that with like the tingler or something like that. Like, it's not Cheap Tricks. It's like, we're still putting on a piece of theater,
right.
We want to use all the tricks we've learned from the haunt community to create that sense of anxiety and dread when you come into the room, and then you're watching a show. But, you know, we have all the tricks at our disposal. For this one, we had so many. It's such a big show. We had to strip it down, actually, because it was just too much. But we've got live fire ammo, so we have guns going off. We've got things jumping out of corners. We've got doors bumping around. We've got a great soundscape. The lights change, obviously, because it's a theater piece. But
right. The
lights start. It's very dark. The room is very dark when you first come into the room, and the audience has to walk through the saloon to get into the. Just to let you know, it's a Western. I know we haven't really even talked about
the zombie Western. We'll get into the story.
But I'm saying, like, all the different. The different things that we've learned from going to these haunted houses, it's all about creating the mood. So we'll get you as you come in so that you're already in a state ready for the story
that we're going
to give you.
Sophia, how did you get involved in this? I mean, you're an actress, so was the idea that you wanted to work in horror stage work, or were you like, this is a great theater and I want to audition for it?
Well, actually a friend of mine recommended me for the part, and I literally heard zombie Western and kind of lost my mind a little bit, because I knew a little bit about Wild Claw, but I just didn't think I would. Yeah, it just seemed like the coolest thing in the world, and I was like, oh, I do gotta be a part of it. Like, I gotta do this.
So you are a fan of horror. You're a fan of that kind of genre?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm really a fan of just breaking expectation and doing the unexpected in general in theater. And anytime I hear a project that just sounds absolutely bananas, I'm so interested in how it's gonna happen. And reading the script, I was just like, in my mind, kind of going over, how are they gonna do this? How are they gonna create this? This is so epic and crazy and dark and scary and interesting. And that intrigue just I just dove right in.
I love it. All right, so the show is called Hell Followed With Her.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's at the Den Theater in Wicker Park,
1333
Milwaukee. Yeah. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about the plot, about the zombie Western that the Wild Claw is putting on at the Den Theater. Josh DeGorn and Sophia Rosato are in studio, and we'll take our break here and come back here on Extension 720. Stay with us. Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. I got some of the folks from Wild Claw Theater in studio talking about their show, Hell Followed With Her, which is at the Den Theater in Wicker Park, running through November 9th. Josh DeGorn and Sophia Rosato are here. Josh, the director, Sophia, the lead. All right, so, you know, when you talk about this show, and let's get into the plot, and then I want to get into some of the stagecraft, because one of the things that you guys do very well is you do stage blood, the idea of, you know, the blood pack, or the you know, what we know so well when it comes to SF. You know, when you do that kind of stuff, I mean, you got to be good at it, because the audience sees through that stuff real well. I trust me, I know that from doing comedy stuff with any sort of blood pack. If you don't do it right, it automatically becomes comical. So how do you do it right to make sure that it's authentic for an audience in the space?
Well, first of all, you use Gravity and Momentum, gravityandmomentum.com. They're lovely sponsors of Wild Claw Theater. And they do, I think they're the best stage blood in the business. And then what you do is you get a lifetime supply from them by doing commercials for them, and then you use their blood. And then when we do it in the actual show, we have blood bags, lots of blood bags. We were trying to use blood cannons for this one, but it just didn't work. It wasn't, okay, yeah, I say that like, oh yeah, you know how it is.
You know, matter of factly,
you know,
blood cannons.
Blood cannons. We had rigs in the ceiling that would fire over the actor's head. So, you know, how do you kill a zombie? You have to shoot it in the head. So how do you do a headshot on stage? Well, you can do it a couple of different ways. One of the ways that we thought would be fun is if you have blood cannons up in the rafters that fire the blood over the head of the actor. So when you do the gunshot, the actor does that and they don't have to pop a blood bag. And you see the splatter on the wall, which there's just so much chaos in this show that it just didn't make sense to do it. The audience gets the idea.
Yeah. I would love to be in that production meeting. Do we want the blood cannon or not?
That I do believe. It wasn't even do we want it. It was like, so how many do we
how
want?
Many how do many do we want?
I think we had four that we were going to try to use.
Yeah.
They were all over your head the entire time, so I'm assuming you didn't see them. Hopefully you didn't see them. But yeah, we use blood bags, and it's simple. It's like a cheap plastic bag, sandwich bags. And you fill them with as much blood as you can possibly get in there, tie it tight, and, you know, keep the loose end, and then you have it. It's less about the actual mechanics of it and how your actors sell it and where they can hide them, I think, is the thing.
It's almost like magic.
Yeah,
it is. It's all sleight of hand.
It's a magic trick.
Yeah. It's a magic trick.
Yeah, and the best moments are when I, like, in rehearsal, when we started using all of the blood packs, and there were genuine moments where I was like, I have to stay in character, because that was a lot. Because there's
yeah,
some
everywhere.
I don't know how anything got there. I'm looking on stage and someone's just like exploding, and I'm like, you know.
All right, so we go back, and you know, we're after 9 o'clock, so I think we're FCC okay here. But as we talk about blood, but it's a zombie Western. We're talking about a lot of zombies are getting killed in this stage production. Tell us about the plot. Give us an elevator pitch on what a zombie Western is.
Sophia looks over like, give us the elevator pitch. I shall. I think of it like a spaghetti Western that gets attacked by a zombie movie. So it's like Hateful Eight meets Walking Dead. It's about, you're in this saloon in the middle of, you know, post-Civil War America. So you're in the Old West, more on the Sergio Leone Italian spaghetti Western side than we're trying to be. So it's a little less Deadwood, a little more Fistful of Dollars. And then they get attacked by zombies. That's the whole show.
Yeah.
Like, I got nothing else for you. I mean, like, there's a lot of integral... It's all very integrated. No, the plot itself, it's a revenge story. Sophia's character, Willow Parker, is on a mission of revenge. You learn why as the show progresses, as you would in any old school Clint Eastwood style Western. And, you know, she's there in the bar to find the guy she's looking for, and she does. And then they get attacked by zombies that may or may not have anything to do with what's going on.
Sophia, as an actress, obviously there's lines and everything that you have to memorize and character development. But in sound, what Josh is talking about, a lot of chaos around, a lot of stage work where you're having a lot of action, whether it be the death of zombies or blood cannons and chaos.
Yeah.
So how much of the work is just, you know, the classic acting that we know, and how much of it is navigating something that's entirely new?
I mean, at the heart of it, you're always an actor no matter what's going on. And however technical these moments are, you have to sell it with intention, sell it with emotion, and that never changes. But yeah, I had some combat experience, and there's combat in the show. Learning how to work with guns on stage was new for me. But again, it's just another thing. Sometimes, you know, sometimes in a show you got to learn a little dance, and sometimes in a show you got to learn how to shoot
a
gun.
You actually do have to learn a little dance for this show, too.
This one you have to do both.
That's true. And a song. You also have a song in this
show. I do have a song in the show.
In the show. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
You didn't think there were songs in this. What, are you crazy?
It's amazing. You know, the amount of work that it takes to pull off something like this, you know, because it'd be, Josh, you've been in theater a long time, a two act with a couple actors doing a Waiting for Godot, real easy stage craft. For tomorrow, we're having a conversation about set designs and other things, but you could go that route. Why go so complicated? Like, in the way that, I mean, you got to be spending hour after hour, minute after minute on this stuff.
I think it's all because we want to give you what the show wants, and also what I think you want when you come to see a zombie Western. I think when we had the first production meeting, the big question I had for everybody was, well, how are we going to do the guns? You know, they were like, well, why is that a problem? It's like, have you ever, you know, do you know how hard it is to shoot guns on stage? It's very hard. It can be dangerous. You have to be careful. There's a lot of, you know, regulations we have to adhere to without losing the integrity and the danger of the guns. We wanted to make them very scary, because guns are scary, and it's a Western, so you have to have them. And then that became that we would compound on top. Okay, well, so what else is that we need it to feel like we're in this rickety old saloon? And then Rachel Watson and Greg Williamson built this incredible set. You literally are inside like an old rickety 1870s looking dusty saloon in like the middle of Texas, in the middle of nowhere. You can feel it outside. Like, it's crazy. And so I was like, all right, so we're gonna put up some walls. And so it's like, no, we're building the saloon in the theater. And they did. There's a bar. I can't wait to have the cast party there, because it's we basically built a bar. And we just kept sitting around, like, this is like a cool pop-up. Like, I would totally go to this. This is nice, like haunted saloon. So into it. I'm hoping the den lets us keep it up, but they won't. And the wood that they used is like 19th century wood that they found in the theater. So it's recycled haunted wood that they found under the theater that they repurposed for the show. So it already has that feel and that smell, and that it looks like it's creaking. It looks like it's falling apart. So you're already in the mood. And then everything else after that was just like, okay, now do a Western. And then with what? We have 12 actors, right? 13 actors?
I think, yeah.
So then it became a Wild West show. And then it became zombies. So it was layers upon layers. And why we would work that hard is, I want you to come and sit down and go, I've never seen anything like that before.
You do Wild Claw does shows year round. Mm-hmm. This has to be your Christmas, like, in the way that with Halloween coming up. Is that
the idea? We've never done a show on Halloween
really?
Before. Really? And this is the first time.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, no. In the old guard that ran the company before I joined, were very adamant about, we were alt programming, which I appreciated, because then I could get my horror fix, because I love horror. So, like, getting my horror fix in like December was great, because you don't normally find that kind of stuff. But for this particular show and the way it's designed, I was like, let's do it. Let's just go for it. And we actually have a show on Halloween. So If you got nothing to do, this is a great way to spend. Or if you have a lot to do and you just want to kick back for 2 hours and watch a show in
trick or treating so early.
Yeah, really. You've done, really, you're done. Done at like 8.
Not even before that.
Even before that, yeah.
I shut the lights off way before 8.
But yeah, no, this, that, yeah, the whole idea of doing something like this demanded a large amount of tech. Otherwise, you're not, it's not going to mean, it, no. It doesn't, it's not going to have the impact that we want it to. So we decided, let's just, let's turn up the heat and what, really go for
when
it.
When you say we had a zombie Western,
right.
And the last time we were talking, I forgot what it was, but there, are you looking to expand to cover ground you haven't covered before?
I think we always are, yeah. Yeah, we did a show, we did 2 shows last year that were really experimental. One was a time travel kind of Lovecraftian horror play.
Right.
And then the one after that was called Second Skin, and it was a 3-woman monologue play about mermaids and selkies. So the Irish the demon that lives in the ocean that, you know, takes your, it's sure. It's like a seal demon kind of sure, right? We were like, yeah, you know.
Sure.
It.
Oh, I know. What's
but
up.
That one was a straight up monologue play that didn't require a set, so we took that upon ourselves and decided, well, let's create that atmosphere and then just do the play within that, like we always do. And I think it just gave it a little extra flavor. With this one, you have to. Like, yeah. It's like, if I heard that somebody was doing a zombie Western and I showed up and it was just a blank stage with chairs, I would be so sad. It would be such a bummer. Yeah. So I was like, I'm thinking about myself, like 19, if I'm, you know, geeking out, what would I want to see?
Right.
We're like, I want creepy candles. I want low lights. I want creaky woods.
All right. My last question for you guys is, I want you to shout out who cleans up afterwards. Because I feel like they never get credit for something like this, because stage blood is going to be everywhere. The mop is out. You got to get that theater ready for the next show.
Oh, that's our stage manager and our assistant stage manager. Mm-hmm. That's Roxy and Martina.
Roxy Martina.
Yeah, Roxy Martina.
They are always
hats
there.
Off, right?
Your mops at the ready.
They're champions.
Big time champions.
They are champions. Yeah. The show is called Hell Followed With Her. It's a Wild Cloth Theater, which is going to be at the Den in Wicker Park on Milwaukee, 1333 North Milwaukee. It's on till November 9th. Josh Legorin is the director. Mm-hmm. Sophia Rosato is in the show. She's one of the leads. And this is going to be, it sounds great. The Zombie Western has come to Chicago just in time for Halloween.
Yeah.
And great to have you both here tonight here on Extension.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.